Well, hi, homeschool leaders. This is Carol Topp of Homeschool CPA back again with another podcast episode for homeschool leaders. And today I want to talk about how you can thank a volunteer. I know it's the end of the year, approaching the end of your school year, your academic year, your homeschool co-op year, and a lot of you are thinking about, how can I thank my volunteers? They work so hard. Homeschool co-ops really strongly depend on volunteers, and so it's natural that you want to thank them in some way. And yes, it's perfectly allowed for you to thank your volunteers, but I'm going to give you some guidelines so that the thank you that you give them, the gift that you give them, doesn't end up becoming taxable compensation for them. That's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid creating a tax problem for our wonderful volunteers. So a couple common ways that homeschool groups, especially homeschool co-ops, like to thank their volunteers are to give them discounts. Discounts on the fees that you charge, or if you're running a co-op and charging for classes. A lot of times homeschool co-ops like to give their parents who are volunteering in the classroom, either teaching or helping, a discount on the tuition that they have to pay. That makes sense, and it's a very tangible way to thank people, and it's usually greatly appreciated. But the problem is that when you give a discount on a tuition to someone who's providing you a service by helping in a class, that in the eyes of the IRS is taxable compensation. Do you know that compensation is more than just giving someone cash or a paycheck? It can be given in forms of benefit. And in this case, it could be taxable compensation could be given to a teacher in the form of a tuition discount. And the IRS would say that's as taxable as if you handed them a paycheck. So we'd like to kind of try to avoid that headache for our volunteers, our volunteer teachers especially. The other thing that homeschool co-ops and homeschool programs in general like to give are gift cards as a wonderful way to thank their volunteers. But again, the IRS would say, well, gift cards, that's the same as cash. That looks an awful lot like you are giving them compensation for the services they provided. Compensation is taxable in the United States. We have an income tax. And so this gift card that you handed to a person could be looked at as taxable compensation. Again, we're going to try to avoid that when thanking our volunteers because we really wouldn't hate to have a tax burden on them when all you're really trying to do is thank them for their volunteer efforts. So let me tell you that, first of all, the best way to avoid having this be a taxable event is to make sure it is truly a gift. Okay, well, it's very difficult to determine what is a gift and what is taxable compensation for services. Because it has to do with the intent of the giver. All right, did you really just intend to thank this person for teaching the class, or did you really mean to pay them for the hours that they put in? It can be kind of confusing or unclear. So the IRS does say in a publication that they have, let's see if I can find that publication number 3079, talks about compensation, and it talks about, hey, if this is merely insignificant monetary or non-monetary benefits to a volunteer, it's not compensation, therefore not taxable. Let me repeat that again, okay? If you're giving a true volunteer who's not been hired as an employee or an independent contractor, truly volunteered, went into it not expecting any payment for their services, and you give them only an insignificant amount of money or non-monetary benefit like that tuition discount I was talking about, it's not considered taxable income to the volunteer. Yay, that's what we want. Okay, IRS, now, do you define significant, or in this case, insignificant monetary or non-monetary benefits? Well, they kind of define it in that IRS publication 3079, but it's still kind of vague. So let me try to explain how the IRS defines insignificant compensation or insignificant benefits. Because again, remember, if they're insignificant, then it's not taxable income to your volunteer. Here's what they say. Basically, they will look at, first of all, the amount and the value of the benefit. So now they don't put a dollar sign on it, but obviously the more monetary value the benefit has, and the more the amount of the money you're giving them, the more likely it will be to be significant and therefore taxable. They also look at the quantity and quality of the work that is performed. Okay, so obviously the more that a volunteer puts in, and therefore maybe more you're thanking them, then it's more likely it could be significant benefit or compensation to them. Again, there gives no parameters, just that general guideline of let's look at the quantity and quality of the work that was performed. They also look at what this costs the organization. If it costs the organization, your homeschool group, a lot to provide this benefit, this tuition discount, more likely it might be significant benefit, therefore taxable. Again, no parameters or definition given by the IRS there, just that vague idea of, well, how much does this cost the organization? And then finally, the final factor that the IRS looks at when they try to help us discern if the benefit you're giving to a volunteer is significant or not is, what is the connection between the benefit received and the performance of the services by the volunteer? So if you, at the end of the day, are thanking that volunteer with a gift card, ooh, that's pretty close to saying there's a close connection between when the benefit is received and when the volunteer performed their services for you. If instead it's of an end of year sort of, here's a gift, of a gift card, and you give it at the end of the year and the volunteer did not expect it, there was no reasonable expectation on their part to get paid, they were really volunteering without any expectation, that's more likely going to be a true thank you gift or insignificant benefit and not taxable. So those things are kind of hard to put dollar signs around, aren't they? I mean, the value of the benefit, you might be able to put a dollar sign on that one, but the quality of the work, the cost to the organization of providing this benefit, you might be able to figure out that, but it still might be pretty insignificant cost to the organization of providing this benefit. You know, if you give a tuition discount that's relatively small, yeah, that maybe isn't going to cost you very much, right? Okay. I know it's a little hard to sort through this, and if you want to see this written out in a lot more detail, I encourage you to buy a copy of my book, Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization. It's available at homeschoolcpa.com or on Amazon in both paperback and ebook format as Kindle or as a PDF book. So that book on paying workers in homeschool organization might help you think through this a lot more. Also, I offer a service where I write what's called a comfort letter to organizations to say, hey, I've looked at how you thank your volunteers, if you give them tuition discounts, especially how you thank them by doing that, and make a determination about whether it is insignificant and therefore not taxable to that volunteer. If you are giving significant benefits to volunteers, well, then they're probably not volunteers, are they? Volunteers are not paid. And you might have to seriously consider treating them as properly as independent contractors and reporting this income or as employees. Okay, but back to the original point. How can we thank our volunteers? And especially, how can we thank them in a way that doesn't create taxable income to them? Well, my number one tip to doing this is give them some tangible gift that is not money. Okay, so a tangible gift is quite clearly a gift. It is not compensation. It's not taxable. Gifts like books, chocolate, flowers, you know, coffee mugs, something they might really like, you know, ask their husband, what would this volunteer really like? Go out and buy that for her instead of giving her cash or the gift card. Go out and give her a tangible gift. If you really do want to give gift cards, keep them small and minimal. And again, the IRS does not give us very good guidelines here, but some other CPAs and some other experts who work with nonprofits recommend keeping the gift card you might give a volunteer to be $25 or less. in a year. Don't give a stack of $25 gift cards to them because that looks an awful lot like, right, taxable compensation. So give a gift card, but keep it minimal. $25 is a rule of thumb. You won't find that written anywhere in the IRS code, but it's a rule of thumb that some advisors give to nonprofits. Another excellent gift you can give to your volunteers that is not taxable to them would be an appreciation dinner. Set aside money in your budget, call it appreciation expense, and maybe host a nice dinner. Maybe their spouses even come. Maybe you even pay for babysitters, but make a nice event. And the IRS is quite clear that group meals are not taxable to the beneficiaries of those meals. So that would be a wonderful way to thank your volunteers at the end of the year, or maybe a couple times during the year, you know, a half year or something like that. Another idea that I kind of like, and I think your volunteers might like, especially your board members as they're volunteering, might be to pay for them to go to a homeschool convention from your group's account, from your group's money. Again, don't hand them the cash because that can look like taxable compensation for their efforts. Pay for the tickets directly and register some of your board members or some of your teachers to go to a homeschool convention. And this is not just for their personal pleasure. This is to make them better volunteers, better board leaders, help them understand more about homeschooling and running a homeschool organization, especially if your homeschool convention in your state hosts a leadership conference or something like that. I've been invited to speak to several leadership conferences. They exist in Virginia, Minnesota. I've been to one in Florida. Quite a few different state organizations have events for their leaders. So pay for the ticket for your leaders to go to that. I think that would be a wonderful benefit as a way of thanking them for the efforts that they put out for your homeschool group all year long. So I hope that's been a little bit helpful to help you understand what kind of things to avoid giving volunteers, avoid giving them cash, avoid giving them, you know, gift cards that are more than, you know, a minimal amount. Be careful about the tuition discounts. Keep those insignificant if you can. Otherwise, you might need to call me and we can talk about whether what you are giving to your volunteers as tuition discounts has crossed the line. And you might want to either adjust, you know, what you're doing to them to thank them, or you might want to consider hiring them as employees or independent contractors in your organization. Okay, and you can set up a consultation with me. We can talk about that by emailing me, Carol@homeschoolcpa.com, or just hop on over to my website, homeschoolcpa.com, and you'll find some helpful information about rewarding volunteers. More details in that book on paying workers in a homeschool organization that I mentioned, but I'm certainly happy to talk to you about it. Or if you feel like you want me to write that comfort letter as a CPA, it carries a lot of weight with the IRS when you prove that you have sought out professional advice, and I am a CPA. So that might give you some comfort that you're doing things properly. And of course, future boards would probably appreciate that you look into this and do things properly when you thank your volunteers. So I hope this podcast has been helpful, everybody. Have a great time, and thanks for all that you do for volunteering for your homeschool group.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.